The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Tim McComsey. So great to have you guys here today. So great. Yeah, we had a lot of good discussion before we went live. I don't know if you could hear us, Diamond. I know you're busy in there working on a couple of things, but we were talking about range of motion with your hand, and we're going to go live during Daniel's segment on Facebook and Instagram, or I don't know. You can't do both at the same time, right?
No.
Can you? Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know which one. Whatever one. Which one's more popular?
I don't know. I never do Instagram, but Instagram's pretty popular.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not on social media that much. Tim, what about you? Tim McComsey, you haven't been in studio in, like, I don't know, 2 years. It's so great to see you.
Thank you for having me back. It's been way too long.
Yeah.
I think Instagram is probably more popular right now.
Is that what you use mainly?
What's that?
Is that what you use mainly?
Yeah. I forget about Facebook Live, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, let me tell people that are just now listening so they understand who we're speaking with that maybe are joining us for the first time. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center next to the iHeart Media Studios here in Dallas, Texas. He's certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and also MAT, that's muscle activation techniques. He's a massage, a licensed massage therapist, and holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems. And Tim McComsey is a registered dietitian, National Academy of Sports Medicine personal trainer, and a performance enhancement specialist. His specialties are one-on-one. I didn't read this before we went live. One-on-one training, partner training, and creating custom meal plans. So he is the founding owner of TRYM Fitness. That's Dallas's premier personal training and nutrition company. And he is also an ambassador for Sun Warrior and used to be a regular on the show as well. And so I've got 2 really smart guys here about a lot of different things, fitness and nutrition. We were talking about intermittent fasting before we went live with Daniel Tagg. And what do you think about intermittent fasting, you guys? Tim, go ahead.
I think intermittent fasting has a place for some people. I don't think it's for everyone, but I think some people, depending on their goals, it can be very beneficial for jumpstarting fat loss.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys like Dom DiAgostino, who's been on the show before, who is one of the leading keto experts mm-hmm. in the country. I didn't know this. I guess I did. Maybe I forgot it because I read so much. But he was in Tim Ferriss's book talking about intermittent fasting in particular. And Daniel, you said that he promotes like fasting for up to 7 days. And there's
There can be benefits. There's been shown benefits for decreasing chance of certain types of cancers by doing a 7-day fast quarterly. Now, you need to be taking in micronutrients while you're doing that. So, you know, you're taking in some sodium, some other things. Definitely getting that checked out with a doctor before you do that.
Yeah.
But that's pretty intense.
What do you think a doctor would say?
Well, it depends on what the person is. Like, can the person, what's their activity level during that time? What are they doing? What's their health history?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of factors. It's not something that everyone should do.
No,
they
I
need
agree.
To go get medical, you know, advice before they jump into a 7-day fast.
Well, it's funny because, Tim, you said the same thing. It's not something that you recommend for everyone. So why not? What are your feelings on it?
I mean, my feelings are like, for some of the clients I've dealt with, I think a lot of us would not be able to do it properly.
Yeah.
And I think we would set ourselves up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
If someone like me actually did it, I would probably be all bone. Like, I would just lose all the weight I have in my body. So
yeah.
Knowing for
You're
myself, it wouldn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
try to stay ripped.
Your images on Facebook are like, whoa, ho, ho. Like, whoa, yeah. I'm serious. Like, yeah. And Dom DiAgostino, same way. But I think it's great. You know, being fit makes you feel so good. And not everybody can be as fit. I mean, you're in the industry. So a lot of people that are in the industry, that's how they make their living. They have to look good. And they have to be somewhat ripped, if you will, and be able to take off their shirt at any time.
And it's like, you need to be ripped for you, too. It's like, not everyone's going to look like, you know, like you. It's like, you got to be fit for you. Don't try to be someone else.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with my body right now. And I still have a little bit of pudge on me. But, you know, I'm watching a little bit more what I eat. You know, stress gets in the way. Life gets in the way. I have a lot of animals. I have kids. I have, you know, a house to take care of. I have a business to run. I have all these things that I do that divert me constantly from focusing on exercise, you know, and maybe eating as well as I might like to. I've got Sprinkles cupcakes in here.
I'm like, why did she do that to me? Diamond, these are ours.
Well, here's the thing. So I took
sharing is caring, right?
Sharing is caring. I told my daughter to only buy one cupcake. She bought three. And so I took them from her and said, you can't have them. You can only have one and don't ever do that again. And so I thought I'll bring them into the show and give them to whoever wants them. So.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Antonia.
What was that noise?
I like what Daniel said about, you know, it has to be for you, more specific for you and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a tattoo, which we can go into later, about be you.
Oh, I love that.
So basically
that.
The whole idea what Daniel just said was, I think it's incredible about everyone just needs to do what they're fine with and they're happy with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's true. You do have to be you. If you're going to be happy, you just have to be yourself and just let it go. Let it go. All the fear and the judgment from other people of what you feel, what you look like, what your thoughts are, you know, about anything.
That's huge. You can never change what other people think about you one way or the other. You can only change how you think about yourself.
Well,
that's
and we all make
key,
mistakes.
Right? Yeah.
We all fall down from time to time.
None of us are perfect.
We get caught up in BS, you know, and then, you know, just... And control, I think fear and control and things like that, you get worried about money, you get worried about a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, worrying isn't going to make any of it better.
No. You know, it's kind of cheesy, but in the, I think it's the sixth Rocky movie, Sylvester Stallone is actually a great writer.
He is.
So he does this
Talk
scene.
About a dude that's in shape. Oh my gosh. Goodness. And he's like in his 70s
And he's
now.
Reinvented himself so many times.
I
he's
love
failed
it.
So many times. But in the sixth movie, I think it is, his son is grown up and he starts to go back in and do boxing when he's 60s. And his son's like, man, I'm just finally trying to make a place for myself in this world without your name. And then all of a sudden you do this, you're ruining my life. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, that's not you. That's just making excuses. You can't change what anyone else is doing. And he's like, it's not about how hard you can hit in life. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep on moving forward.
Keep on going.
Bam.
And it's like, it's a great quote. Like I said, Sylvester Stallone's actually a good writer.
Yeah.
But it's a great speech.
No, he's a great dude. He is. He really is. You know, he's Italian, right?
He is. I did know that. I doubt he eats very much Italian food, though, with the way he stays in shape.
I had pizza last night.
Yeah.
I had pizza last night. I did. I went to True Foods, actually. Yeah. Had pizza, and I had like a tofu noodle, like a Thai. I don't even know what you call it, like a cashew Thai curry or something like that. Yeah. But I only ate a short time. I didn't, you know, I was intermittent fasting yesterday, which that's how we started talking about it. Mm-hmm. Because I said I go 18 hours without eating. And you said that's a minimum to actually call it intermittent fasting.
16 to 18 hours. Get the physiological effects as far as the health aspect.
Right.
You know, there's one thing about like calorie expenditure and kind of fat loss and then kind of the health effects of just not bombarding your system. So there's kind of different ways or different reasons to do intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So a lot of the health benefits as far as cleaning out your system and stuff is found to be 16 to 18 hours to really push you into that zone.
Well, and I think, and Jill Lane has said this multiple times on the phone, on the show that when you, sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're actually just thirsty, you're dehydrated, you drink some water and the hunger goes away for you know, a while.
Well, and you train yourself to get hungry during different times of day. So it's the ghrelin levels. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
The ghrelin levels, like your body will sense, oh, it's time to eat, and it'll send that hunger sensation, even though you might not necessarily need calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll, after you feel it, like 20, 30 minutes, it'll pass and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love talking about working out, and I always get excited about working out when I have you on the show. I think I'm going to do ropes tonight is going to be my workout now that it's stopped raining
nice.
And the sun is out. The ropes can be really a good workout.
It's a great cardiovascular workout.
It really
great
is.
Muscular workout as long as you're safe.
Yeah. They kill me every time.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
I have around my basketball hoop. You've seen them. I think I've got like they're 50 foot or 50 pound ones. They're not, I think they're 50 foot and 50 pounds. Does that sound about right? I got them from Anna.
Those are heavy. Those are hard.
Yeah.
And I do them a bunch of different ways, but I don't do the whole workout ropes. Can you do that?
You could, but that would be intense.
Yeah?
You might want some pizza afterwards.
Yeah.
The ultimate hit.
That would be
training.
A good time to eat pizza afterwards, replenish all those calories.
Yeah, well, because I've been working out a lot, and so I'm seeing results, and it feels good. But I always love to talk about exercise in a very encouraging way because it's difficult for a lot of people, even for me sometimes, you know? I'm just not motivated. But once you get started, you jump on the horse, you start galloping. Yeah, it gets good.
It does. I think I told you that this morning. I slept horrible last night. Yep. It was a crappy night, and I got in there this morning, and I was just like, I got to bust out some legs and just do some heavy lifts and some boxing, and I feel much better after doing it.
Yeah, everybody in Dallas is sleep deficient after last night.
Yeah.
I ended up with every animal in the house on my bed and my daughter, like the scene from The Sound of Music.
Nice.
That old movie, you know, Whiskers.
Yeah.
What is it? Raindrops on Roses, Whiskers on Kittens.
There you go.
And they're all in the bedroom and there's a big storm. And what's the name of the town they were in?
I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know.
All right. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Daniel Tagg is going to be talking about stretching, the do's and don'ts. Tim McCombsy is going to be talking about struggling with an eating disorder. This is something that hits close to home. My daughter's been struggling with one for several years. A lot of personal stuff we're going to talk about today. And Jan Falk, the co-founder of Sun Warrior, I taped an interview with her at the Expo West, and we're going to be playing that. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, the Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? and most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Tim McComsey, and Daniel Tagg. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training, and muscle activation techniques. Daniel is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. He was a wildland firefighter, and he's just an overall man's man, and I really like him. He's like my little brother. Love having him in studio. We always have a lot of fun. And Tim McComsey is also in studio with us today. He hasn't been here in a while. So great to have him back. He is a registered dietitian, National Academy of Sports Medicine personal trainer, and performance enhancement specialist. His specialties are one-on-one training, partner training, and creating custom meal plans. He is the founding owner of TRYM Fitness, Dallas's premier personal training and nutrition company. He is also an ambassador for Sun Warrior. You can find him at timmccomsey.com. And, of course, Daniel Tagg, you can find at Telos Fitness right next door. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stretching, the do's and don'ts. I don't stretch. I'm terrible.
Actually, you do stretch.
I do?
You do, I'll explain why.
Okay.
Keep on going.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about this. So when it comes to stretching, when should you do it? Because I don't think I ever do.
You should do it all the time.
Well,
so let's define stretching. Stretching means lengthening of the muscle.
Okay.
So anytime we shorten one side, let's say a bicep flexion, when you flex your elbow, one side shortens, you're contracting your bicep, the tricep is lengthening. So every time you move, you are stretching.
Okay.
It's just we've put this term of stretching into this, you know, static stretching and passive stretching and active stretching and all this. And I actually like the terms loaded and unloaded stretching little bit better.
Well, we're are we getting ready to go live here?
You
need my phone? You're having trouble with your phone this morning, aren't you?
It's like the internet. I don't know what's going on.
That's weird. Okay, so here's my phone because I want people to see this.
Yeah.
Because Daniel, and we've got two handsome men here, Daniel Tagg and Tim McComsey, who are both super fit and very encouraging trainers here in Dallas. And so great to have you both in studio. So you're saying that I stretch naturally just by when I work out, I'm stretching.
Yeah, exactly. Right? She just lifted her hands up. As you lifted your hands up, you stretched because some of your muscles were lengthening. So that is stretching.
Well, it does feel so good to like stretch your body, and I don't stretch enough. Like, seriously.
So it's just movement. So we kind of talk about this passive and active stretching. So a passive would actually be more of a loaded stretch. And an active stretch would be an unloaded stretch. So the passive stretching is what you kind of think of when you kind of bend down, you stretch your hamstrings, you try to touch your toes, right?
Uh-huh.
That is actually a loaded stretch. You are loading the hamstring because it's the only thing that's preventing you from hitting the ground as mm-hmm. you're doing that, right? So you're actually loading it. You're telling the hamstrings to contract, but you're trying to lengthen them at the same time. And it creates this kind of this bad neurological signal that actually tends to actually shut down the hamstrings and shut down the muscles on the opposite side, being the hip flexors. So you would want to do more of what's called an active or an unloaded stretch, where instead of doing this thing where you're leaning down, trying to force yourself down against gravity and pull yourself into a hamstring stretch, you would lay down and lift your leg up using your hip flexors, which are the muscles on the front part of your leg, to shorten, and then the hamstrings have to lengthen. So you're going through a unloaded, because you're now unloading those hamstrings because you're loading the muscles on the opposite side, which is what you do every time you exercise. So when you're exercising, you can think of it as a contraction exercise, or you can think of it as a lengthening exercise for the opposite muscle. Like a lot of times when we do like ab work, like we'll do these things that's called reverse trunk flexion, kind of moving more from the lower or lumbar spine, mm-hmm. rolling your hips up off the pad. Okay. And a lot of times the reason I do that is it's a great abdominal workout, but I'll do it a lot of times to move people's segments of each part of their lower lumbar spine, which is five segments. And we're actually lengthening the muscles in the lower back. So I put the emphasis of more of a stretching for that lower back on that exercise. But you ask my clients where it hurts as far as a muscle exercise, and they'll say it's like one of the greatest ab exercises you can do. And, you know, it's not necessarily one of the best you can do. It's a good exercise.
Can you demonstrate?
Abs. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to take a video of it because both of our phones are messed up.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, we'll post the video.
So you're going to have to, I'll lay down on the ground.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to talk everyone
through. We're
going
to have to commentate.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
I'm commentating?
Yeah.
You're commentating. Geez.
Or Tim's commentating. Someone's commentating.
Yeah, Tim's got it.
Tim, you do
Tim?
It.
All right. We're going to, he's laying on the ground.
You're just going to explain what I'm doing because I can't be mic'd up while I'm doing
it. Okay, got it.
Okay, ready?
He's laying on
the ground. So he's laying on the ground, yeah. His hands are holding a sturdy object, a chair. His back is flat on the ground. His feet are going up toward the ceiling.
Oh, my gosh.
Office difficulties.
All I see is feet coming up from the desk. That's
all right,
all
so his hips are going up toward the ceiling. His knees are bent 90 degrees. He's going up nice and slow.
This is maintaining, too, so I'm only moving through that lumbar.
He's only moving through the lumbar, keeping his stomach braced. He's coming down slowly onto his spine. So his lower lumbar hits the ground, then right back up.
Okay, and Daniel,
and he's doing this for reps.
What was the purpose of that? What does that do for your body?
Okay, so that's stretching.
Is that unloading?
That's just stretching.
All your
loading
spinal extensors.
Okay.
And it's working at moving through the lumbar spine through flexion, which it doesn't do as well. It's designed more to do extension, but sometimes people overextend, and mm-hmm. you need to get flexion as well.
Yeah.
So as I'm doing that, I'm keeping my knees and hips kind of at a 90-degree angle.
Are you out of breath?
Slightly.
Hey, yeah. I was laughing over here because he's doing really good. I would have been more out of breath on that. So.
Really?
Good job.
Thank you.
It didn't look that hard.
It's very hard.
Is it?
Yeah, to go as slow as I was going, it's actually very hard.
Why don't she try it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How many are you supposed to do?
So as many as you can do correctly. Like you only want to go to where the rib cage is. If you start to lift your rib cage off, that starts to move through the middle or the thoracic spine. And
uh-huh.
for most cases, I'm trying to stretch out that lumbar because we already flex really well through the thoracic or middle spine, where we don't through the lower spine. So I would want to stop at about the rib cage and then come down just until the tailbone barely touches, still keeping tension on the abs,
mm-hmm.
and then rounding back up. But the key on this one is that you don't just muscle your way up, you don't just fly up, and you don't just come down, because then you're going to move where your spine normally wants to move, which you want to move from each segment.
Mm-hmm.
And most people tend to only move through one or two segments, taking up the stress for what 5 seconds should be doing. Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to go slow in order to do it. And keep the same angle from your hip to your rib cage the whole time, because a lot of people will shoot their hips straight up, which then they're moving.
That would be me.
So then they're moving all from the thoracic spine, which if that's your goal, like I'll actually do some of those because you need to do that for more jiu-jitsu moves. If you're going to throw an arm bar on someone, you actually need to shoot your hips up. So I'll do it for that reason.
Do you make a sound?
No.
No.
No, I do not. But if your goal is to move and lengthen the lower back, it's important that you keep the hip angle exactly the same and you're not trying to collapse the hip angle or open it up. So you're not letting the legs get any closer to the stomach or further away. You're maintaining that as you round from that lower spine. So
well,
that
you know,
is a stretch.
It's very difficult to visualize. I know people out there go, come on, you guys. We don't know what you're doing in there. We can't visualize it. But we've talked about it, right? Yeah, we did film it. We will put it out on social media. But I was just thinking as you were speaking about you've got so much valuable information, both of you guys do, and how good it would be to document this and put it on our website for people that really want to understand it better and have the film on our website.
Yeah. Stretching 101.
Stretching 101.
Yeah, because when you take the principles, it's always about the principles. If you understand the principles, everything becomes simpler. You're like, well, what should I do to stretch this muscle? Well, it's if you know the principles of activating the muscle on the opposite side and getting it to load so that you unload the opposite muscle that you want to mm-hmm. stretch, then it's very simple because it's like, okay, if I want to stretch something on the back side of my body, then I need to activate the muscles on the front side of my body.
Right.
On the
Well, you know that exercise that I've showed you before where I do like the tippy-toppy, like, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know that one.
I've never heard that one before.
I feel like that's what Tina used to call it, like the tippy bird or something.
Okay,
like, you know those
bird.
Tippy cups?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so she's getting up. She'll demonstrate.
No clue.
So she's correcting her little
skirt.
Yeah. Getting the sleeves all rolled up.
Ooh,
not really.
Cute boots.
Okay, 5 pounds in each hand.
Ten.
Oh, sorry. 10 pounds in each hand. Right. Sorry. And she's leaning forward on one leg.
Like an
arms
isolated.
Are forward. Yep. And then she's kicking out her opposite leg. She's doing this on one leg. And she's coming back up.
Like a.
Yep.
Stretches my hamstrings.
Yeah, so you're actually, again, when you're leaning over, your hamstrings are decelerating you there.
Uh-huh.
So it is lengthening the hamstring, but it's, again, it's loading them as well. So it wouldn't be the path that
it's loading the hamstring or the quad?
It's loading the hamstring because the hamstring is what resists you going into that hip flexion position. Without that, you would fall down.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be the best stretch for the hamstring as far as what I'm talking about, but it would be a decent exercise for the hamstring because you're having to decelerate that hip flexion and you're going to have to come back up into hip extension.
Yeah. And the glutes too.
Tons. So the glute is the major hip extensor there. So it's actually more loading the glute than the hamstring. The hamstring is more the secondary hip extensor.
But we'll have to get some video after I lose 5 more pounds. I'm joking. No.
But, yeah,
but so I couldn't do it today like on camera because I don't have yoga pants on. I love it. It makes me, I don't know. I like being able to balance my body like that and feel like I'm getting a good stretch and, to your point, I guess some good workout for my hamstring
and glutes.
And my glutes.
Exactly, because you need to be able to accelerate and decelerate with those.
Well, it's always great talking about this. We have the tape coming up of Jan Falk from the Expo West, and then we have Tim McComsey going to be talking about overcoming an eating disorder. And as I said, this is something that really touches me deep to my heart. So I think it's so important to talk about these things. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I'm here with Aviana Barrientos, Daniel Tagg, and Tim McComsey. We are going to listen to the tape of Jan Fauk from the interview that I did just a couple of days ago in Los Angeles. She is the co-founder of Sun Warrior. I love this woman's story, and it was the catalyst for beginning the company Sun Warrior. So listen up. You're going to love it. She's a wonderful woman with a huge spirit. Hey, everyone. It's Bernadette. I'm here at the Expo West 2019 with Jan Fauk. So great to be here with you finally. Yeah. Sun Warrior is, of course, one of my all-time favorite companies. Even before you guys became a sponsor, I was buying it off the shelves. Von Eaglin, who's a regular on the show, was the one that told me about it. And it's such a pleasure to be back and by your side here recording, speaking live with you about this great company that you and your husband Denley started along with Nick Stern. Everybody is here today, and there's a lot of beautiful, positive energy. And so, but a lot of people, you know, I've talked about you many times on the air and your story, but I want you to tell the story of how this great company was founded.
Okay. Years ago, Denley was always sick, my husband. He was born sick, actually. So he always had lung and breathing issues.
How many years have you guys been married?
49.
Oh my gosh. Is there going to be a party?
48. I think it's 48.
Yeah. Take 10 off the top.
48. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to cheat.
But it's okay. So he was always a little sickly.
Yeah, he's always been sickly. And so he was always reading back in those days in the 70s from all these gurus, you know, Paul Bragg.
Right.
And Arnold Arendt, all these guys that were really into health and nutrition. So we were trying all these things, and then about 15 years ago, over 20 years ago, actually, we found the raw food diet, raw vegan diet. And it wasn't called vegan back then.
It was just called raw?
Yeah, raw food. And everybody thought we were weird.
Of course.
We had twin girls. First we had a little boy, and then we had a little girl. They're both here today, actually.
Amy?
Yes, Amy's right up there. And
she's
Ernie's
lovely.
Somewhere, but, yes, and then... before Amy turned two, we had a set of twin girls. And those little girls were born sick every day of their life. All they did was throw up, and it either came out one end or the other. So it was diarrhea or throwing up all day long.
Wow.
Two babies, that was a full-time job.
Oh, God. I can only imagine.
Just keeping them changed.
One is hard enough.
Yes.
Let alone two.
Yes. Yes.
And with other little ones, too.
Yes. They weren't so little. Ernie was 5 and Amy was 3.
That's pretty...
But at least they were... Yeah. So I did get a little bit of a break.
Okay. And so they were so sick. And do you have a defining moment that you remember when you said, okay, you started searching, you said?
Yeah, we started searching through books and things on what we could do. And, you know, there wasn't really anybody out there. There were a few people, but they didn't live close by. And so I remember one day going, whatever we do, this is going to be on my shoulders.
Right.
Because I'm the one that's going to have to do this.
Right. Okay, so you took him to the doctors. What did the doctor say?
Oh, the doctor said, okay, here's the bottom line. Your girls have cystic fibrosis. They call it CF. And I said, what does that mean? Because Denley had a sister who lost a baby with cystic fibrosis at birth. He only lived about 10 days.
Wow.
So all of a sudden I had fear in my heart, and I said, tell me exactly what that means and what I can do about it. And he said, cystic fibrosis is a digestive disease. The pancreas doesn't digest the food. So it's a pancreatic disease plus, anyway. They weren't digesting their food, and everything was coming out one end or the other.
Wow.
Not gaining weight, not thriving.
Wow.
It was very scary. They were 5 pounds, 5 and 5.5 pounds at birth, but at 2 years old, they were barely 14 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So, no, 14 months old, they were 15 pounds, but that not very much.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was
As
really
a mother,
scary.
That was very, it's very scary.
Very scary. And they were always sick,
yep.
Coughing, throwing up, you know, out one end or the other, and it was just, I was frantic just trying to keep these babies alive.
Yeah.
So, and Denley had some issues, and so...
You had your hands full.
Yeah. So we went.
Today is International Women's Day, by the way.
Oh, is that?
Happy Women's Day.
Oh, happy Women's Day to you.
Because you're a rock star, seriously.
Oh, I don't know that I'm a rock
star. No, you are. You are. You're a pioneer.
I found a wonderful woman who said to us, if you're willing to do everything I tell you to do, I can guarantee that you'll never have those babies back to a hospital or doctor again.
Really?
Yes. And I said, tell me, what do I do? Well, it wasn't easy. It was crazy. I had to go home and clean everything out of my cupboard. She said, don't have anything in your cupboards that is not from a solid, organic, or, you know, earth-based.
Right.
So nothing from an animal. Nothing preservatives, nothing additives, none of those things.
Right. You preservatives, to, colors,
their
food dyes,
has
everything.
To be clean. And she said, these girls are starving because they don't have the nutrition that they need, and they need greens. They need massive amounts of greens. So that was the first thing she told me to do.
And so you started preparing their food.
Yes, and I'd put greens, spinach, anything I could find that was green,
yeah.
At least five things, in a blender and have them drink it. Well, of course they hated it. It was yucky.
Of course.
It was yucky.
Yeah.
Finally, I started putting a tomato in it after a while to help the flavor a little bit. But I'd set them right on the counter in the morning to make sure that they were not going to spill it. And as soon as I would turn my head 1 second, boom, one of those glasses of green drink was on the floor, painted the ceiling. And the other one did it before we knew it besides. So it was just a constant battle of cleaning up after
right.
them. They, you know, I fix them something to eat, and they go, I don't want this. And
right.
I'm like, well, this is what you have to eat right now, and if you don't want it, I can put it away. That's what you're going to get for lunch.
I can only imagine the struggle.
I know. Like, and they're, you know, here they are, not
little,
even two.
So little.
Yeah, little.
So didn't the doctor tell you, I remember when we spoke a few years ago here at Expo West.
Yeah.
In beautiful Anaheim, California,
yes.
Across from Disneyland.
Yes.
That you said that they said that your children wouldn't live past age nine. Something like that, right?
Yeah. We never live past 18, 20 years old max. And I'm like, what? They'll never live long enough to get married and have babies? And he goes, well, if they ever live long enough to get married, that'll be one thing. They will never be
have
healthy
children.
Enough to
yeah.
carry a baby.
Wow.
And I'm like, I was in tears. I said, can you give me any good news? And he said, no, that's it. You got your work cut out for you. Your hands are full. And, you know, of course, they wanted to do more medication.
Of course.
Same medications, only higher dosages.
Yeah.
And I told Denley, and we both just said, we're done. We're done with them using our kids as guinea pigs and us groping for more knowledge that they didn't have.
Right. And so, okay, so, and when did the transition happen? Which, by the way, these your daughters now, your twin daughters are what, in their 40s?
They will turn 42 in May.
And they have six or eight children
One
apiece?
One of them has eight, and her sister has seven.
Okay.
So 15 of our 22
oh my
grandkids
gosh.
Come from the two kids that
wow.
were never supposed to live, let
right.
alone ever have babies.
Okay, so we're they're 2 years old, they're spilling drinks, you're losing
oh, yeah.
your mind.
It's crazy.
And when did Sun Warrior get birthed?
Well, Sun Warrior was probably about 10 years down the road, but it taught us a lot. I mean, every day they were jumping on this mini trampoline. I'd put them out in the backyard on lounge chairs, take their shirts off so the sun could penetrate their lungs and help heal
oh, wow.
all the scar tissue from all the coughing that they had been doing. And just little by little, making sure I just policed them really good while they had to drink the green drinks and then do the salads later during the day. I said, you're not leaving the table till the food is gone. And in the morning, I had to be right there to make sure they drank all the green soup.
Wow.
We called it Jiffy Soup. And
what'd you call it? Jiffy?
Jiffy Soup. And that was the precursor to green smoothies now.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I was doing smoothies years before they were born.
Wow.
The green smoothies.
What a crazy mom story,
oh,
right?
Crazy.
The most inspirational ever.
You know, everybody thought we were crazy. Our families, both families, thought that we were going to kill our kids. And I'm like, I'm trying to help my kids.
Heal them.
Doctors don't have any answers for me.
Yeah. It's
We've been there, done that, tried it. Nothing's working.
Wow.
So.
And from that experience, Sun Warrior was birthed.
Well,
a few years later, but
we were
were on the path. And
yeah, we're just always looking for more and better, and there just wasn't what we wanted out there. because of one ingredient or another not fitting the category that we wanted. So my husband found a couple of friends. This is Nick Stern.
Nick Stern over there looking healthy.
Yeah. And the other partners, no longer a partner with us anymore, but there were the three of them, and they went to a place, Sedona, Arizona, to a raw food fest.
Oh, wow.
And met a guy named David Wolf and had a big powwow meeting with several people there, and they decided, well, we actually had a booth there, and I was running the booth, though. I was cleaning up while they had all this,
of course,
this big old meeting. Anyway, all these mastermind guys got together, and we created Sun Warrior from that.
What a great story.
It was great.
And the company is so innovative. The new products that you have are off the chart.
Yeah, we have new products.
You're already sold out on the probiotic, the soil-based probiotic. I can't even get any. I bought two of each one, the magnesium, that, and then the vegan algae fish oil. It's not fish oil, but omega-3.
And
it's flying off the shelves because you guys are still so innovative. You're the leaders in the industry.
Yeah, and we're hardcore about what goes in our products. Everything has to be pure, it has to be vegan, it has to be top of the line, whatever it is. So we started with the protein, and then we ventured out to all these other things. Because the body needs so many things.
It does.
But the collagen is our newest product.
It is. I can't wait. Is it released yet? Is it now released? Is it in stores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it won't be in stores for a few weeks.
Okay.
The body makes its own collagen.
Right.
And so all these collagens that people are putting into their bodies, they have animal products in.
Right.
And we don't go there.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've taken all the things that the body needs to build collagen, and so we have the collagen builders in our collagen product.
Leave it to Sun Warrior.
So the body...
Yes.
So that's why
and you should see her, everybody listening out there right now. I have to tell you, like, this woman's body, I want her body, okay? I want her body.
So
you
nice.
Look amazing.
You're
I'm
so
serious.
Nice.
I'm very, I'm not kidding.
Well, we do a lot of crazy things. We do fasting. We do cleansing. We do.
You make stuff. It fun
we
and healthy.
We stay raw and vegan. Oh, mostly vegan.
Yep.
I mean, totally vegan and mostly raw.
And now vegan is such a movement.
Oh, I know.
They call it lifestyle medicine. Lifestyle medicine. Okay. We're almost out of time. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, just that anybody who is sick, there's answers out there. And usually, and I'm not trying to knock doctors. Doctors are there when we need them. I love that. But they don't know a heck of a lot about nutrition.
No,
and
they
health.
Don't.
So if you're looking for true health, go back to nature.
Back amen,
to nature,
sister.
And back to where was Adam and Eve put when they came to this earth?
Yep.
In a garden.
In a garden.
Is there? Was that a
naked.
Coincidence?
Getting the sun.
Yeah, and getting sunshine.
They were sun warriors.
Yes.
Oh my God. Let's clink mics.
There we go.
And I'm so glad we finally got this interview nailed down.
I am too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jan Falk. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know I did when I recorded it. What a wonderful woman she is. We're going to go to break real quick. We'll come back, and we're going to be talking about overcoming an eating disorder. This is Bernadette, and you're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th. As we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Daniel Tagg, and Tim McComsey. If you're just now joining us, Tim McComsey is a registered dietitian, National Academy of Sports Medicine personal trainer, and performance enhancement specialist. His specialties are one-on-one training, partner training, and creating custom meal plans. He is the founding owner of TRYM, that's Trim Fitness, in Dallas. It is a Dallas premier personal training and nutrition company. He is also an ambassador for Sun Warrior. You can find him at timmccomsey.com. Today, we're talking about overcoming an eating disorder. And so I had no idea, Tim, that you had an eating disorder. And I think it's wonderful that you're comfortable enough to speak openly about it on the air. And, you know, my daughter was finally, what do I want to say?
She found the light.
She found the light and had the strength to come to me. It was about a year ago, around Christmas time, and told me, and I'll never forget it. And it's hard to even talk about without like wanting to well up here, because she came to me and she said, "Mom, I'm sick. I have an eating disorder and I feel like I'm suicidal. I want to die." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'll never forget it." And we've been on a journey for the last year trying to get her healed. So this is a very big thing for a lot of people out there, and really hits home for you, obviously, having had an eating disorder. What eating disorder did you suffer from, Tim?
The main one was bulimia.
That's the same for my daughter.
Yeah.
So eating disorders, you know, affect almost everyone, they say, nowadays. There's so many people that struggle with it or someone that you know struggles with it. And as you said, or as we talked about, you once struggled with it. And so can you talk to us about your story?
Yeah, so I grew up playing soccer at a very competitive level, pretty much from like 5 years old on. And around 12 or 13, I started reading fitness magazines and whatnot that I got delivered to the house. And I got so interested in nutrition. So I started eating super healthy and started kind of working out a little bit here and there at 13 years old. I wouldn't eat anything bad. So basically, I was just working out all the time, playing soccer all the time, practicing soccer, which I guess we could call it exercise orexia.
Okay.
And then that led me to my late teens, into my early 20s, which became bulimia. So eventually I was just binging and then throwing up food pretty much a couple times a day from there.
Wow. Well, I know firsthand it's heartbreaking for everyone that loves you and especially for the person suffering from it. And it can be so challenging. And so, you know, how did this change? How did this change your fitness journey? Is that how you got into fitness? How did the two connect?
Yeah, I think around 16 or 17, once I started really getting to the weight training part, like I just realized that was my passion. I loved everything, nutrition, everything, working out. And then my freshman year of college, I was going to school in Central Pennsylvania for business. And then after that year, I decided like for me to be happy, I need to go to a nutrition school, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. So I transferred out to my sophomore year to a nutrition school and I found a gym there, which is ironic because my dad took me to that gym to see a dietitian back when I was a teenager because they all knew something was wrong. They just did not know what.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working at the gym, became a personal trainer within 3 months, and the rest is history.
And is that when you feel like you really overcame it, when you really focused on what your body really needed and your mind as well to live a healthy life?
I think there was two things. I had a dietitian friend at the time. She would spend hours after I closed the gym late at night, and she would just, you know, she would be there talking to me about everything. We talked about our feelings and emotions,
yeah,
which is hard for a guy, you know, yeah, in their 20s to do stuff like that. But she was basically just saying, like, you know, you can't tell your clients what to do or what to eat or how to work out if you can't do it yourself properly.
Right.
And I think that was eye-awakening. And I think as far as me not feeling good, my throat hurting, not having any energy,
yeah,
not wanting to go out in public, not wanting to be social was just like, it was just eating me alive. And I think eventually I kind of snapped out of it, but it took a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, I asked my daughter to send me over some thoughts this morning. And she said the best approach is not to ignore the eating disorder individual's presence, but to approach them with a kindness and sensitivity. Let them know that you are glad to see them, avoiding direct comments about their appearance, and communicating compliments that are not related to how they look can be very helpful. Or maybe you have a happy memory that you want to share with them to let them know that they are an important part of your life. Or maybe you want to share something interesting that happened to you to help them take off the perceived focus of them and give empathy, not advice. Would you agree with
all
that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. I mean, you have to surround yourself. Once you come out with it, you have to surround yourself with people who have empathy towards you and who are kind and just super nice to you. Because I remember in my teens, a lot of people saying things to me, not knowing what I was going through, but mm-hmm. just saying like, I just want to hit you in the head to help you snap out of whatever it is you're going through. But they had no idea what I was going through. It's like, I didn't open up about it because I was pretty quiet at the time.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's not the way to do it because you're more strict about it than you want to, because that's what you can control. You control your food intake, mm-hmm. you control your exercise. So yeah, you just need to surround yourself with people who you trust, who are kind to you and kind of want to be there for you and want to help you.
Yeah. And I've heard that it's a lifelong process, that sometimes you feel like you want to slip back into it. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a struggle. I kind of forget a lot about the stuff, but I think I had bulimia for about 4 or 5 years. And I think I'm probably, I don't know, 9+ years past it. And I honestly don't think about it now.
That's awesome.
But I live a healthy lifestyle. I don't think about throwing up. I don't think about binging.
Right.
I eat in moderation. I drink in moderation. I live life in moderation. And it's my thing. It's why I created my company. So, but I think a lot of people still struggle with it for years.
Nice. Well, thank you for sharing the story. And his company is Trim Fitness. And I thank you so much. And thank you for being an ambassador to Sun Warrior. They're one of our biggest sponsors and have been for many years. They've stood by One Life Radio like the incredible company that they are, just an incredible group of people. Everyone out there, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. We always love to do the show and hope that we helped you in some way, because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.